Steve. Steve.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, Steve, I can hear you. Can you, am I sharing my screen with you?
Yes, I see the two logos.
Okay, that's what I wanted. Thank you.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the first timer video, early career development video, Zoom meeting that we are conducting for first timers for the NACAA 2019 AMPIC in Fort Wayne, Indiana, September 8th through the 12th. Welcome all of you to our Zoom meeting. If you have any questions for the group, please put them in your chat and in the chat area. We will address those as we go along. And also, can we allow time for questions and replies and anything you may have question-wise. If the committee cannot, I cannot answer these questions, we will forward them on to the president, president-elect, to Mr. Scott Hallbaker, and we will get back to you with those answers. So please feel free to ask any questions that you may have. Finish up here with, we'll do a PowerPoint here and then go through some of the registration process with the County Agent Magazine and then follow up with questions and answers. Early Career Development Committee for NACAA is myself, Greg Strait with Penn State University. I'm the chair. Stephen Brown, University of Alaska Fairbanks, is vice chair. Danny Lauderdale, University of North Carolina, is the vice chair. And Sarah Mills Lloyd from University of Wisconsin, Madison, is also a vice chair. I'm going to turn the agenda here will be now conducted by Stephen Mayer, first timer committee from Purdue University. We'll go through the registration process, County Agent Magazine, and then we'll allow time for questions. So Steve, take it away. You have to unmute, Steve. I'm sorry, Steve, please unmute.
Let's see.
There you go.
Okay, the first slide, we can go to the first slide. I am Steve Mayer, and I want you to please consider attending this year's AMPIC in Indiana. I hope you take a thorough look at the County Agent publication to see all that Indiana has to offer. I'm here today just to focus on two special events, just for first-timers. And we'll define that as those who have not attended the NACAA national meet previously. So there's some guidelines in the registration about certain number of years for certain registrations. As far as our events are concerned, they're open. These two events are open to everyone who has not attended a national meeting previously. I am part of the first timer committee, your Indiana connection to first timer events. And you have my email address on the screen. And if you have any questions, now or later, please send me an email and Dana or I will respond to help. So the ones you want to be sure to check the name off on are the two events you see here. The first timer orientation, which is on Sunday, September 8th, beginning at 3 to about 4:30. And then the first timer luncheon on Monday, September 9th. Beginning at 11:45. And so make sure you highlight both of those in your registration. Both of these events are given leadership by our president-elect, and Jean has organized and will lead a number of different important pieces of information, which we'll look at in the next slide. So we can go on to the next slide. So this is the first-timer orientation, and this is where Sunday, September 8th, and you can meet other first-timers and get questions answered and learn about a very wide variety of different information that may be very useful to you. Among the things that are will be presented include some of the information about the NACAA board. And then also will be mentioned on the all about the NACAA committees, what they are, what they do, how you might want to get involved. There's also the communication awards, and these are things that you'd submit related to various types of communications. These are basically opportunities to present your work and earn awards. Again, the poster sessions, again, another opportunity to present your work, and then various scholarships and the SARE program related to various grants for things such as programs and professional improvement, perhaps. So a host of different things, some of the things you might not be aware of. And then also will be presented some of your opportunities at an AMPIC. Things such as the pre-conference tours, professional improvement tours, various educational luncheons, professional development, and various evening entertainment type things, such as hospitality rooms, 4-H talent review, state nights out, scholarship auction, and things like that. And of course, any question, a good question and answer session to help you answer all of your questions as a first timer. And then the next slide. Our second event is the First Timer Luncheon. Again, a great way to get to know and network with other first timers and meet some NACA board members. And then we have a speaker. And I'm excited about Mike Manning speaking. And he provides kind of a unique among many county educators in that he not only has many years of experience, you can see there, over 36 years, and he also has gone and been involved with a number of different kinds of leadership positions. So he kind of offers a unique perspective on career in extension. And as you can see there, some of the things he's been involved with and has earned awards. And his message will be the past, the present, and the future. And I hope you will plan on attending the First Timer Luncheon and the First Timer Orientation. Hope to see you there. And again, contact us if we can help.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm now sharing the County Agent Magazine, which all of you should have received in the mail, hard copy and also electronic copy. One of the issues that we have noticed in the past couple of weeks, I was trying to register myself and get things flowing here for our Zoom meeting, and my book is missing pages 11 through 26. So if you're having that issue, please contact myself or Scott Hallbaker at the NACAA office, national office, and he will see that you receive another copy of the County Agent Magazine. I will scroll down here through the magazine slowly. Very good article here from the President's Corner from Richard Fechter, NACAA president. Please take time to read this magazine. There are a lot of good information in this magazine. Scrolling down here to page 11, where it does show the tours. Steve had mentioned about the tours, and there is a lot to select from. There's a little over 20 tours that you could select from the NACA registration site. Look those over and decide what you would like to visit in Indiana. There's a lot of good camaraderie that goes on these tours. You learn a lot of things about the educational process through county educators in different parts of the state. The opening ceremony will feature Marine Corporal Joshua Blill, and with reading this article by Joshua, I think that it will be a well-attended and very good program. As you're going through your magazine, we'll get down here to page 11. I'll scroll down here and show you the actual tours that we were talking about, because that is going to be something that you will definitely want to register yourself for, are the tours that take place the week of our AMPIC. Here are the professional improvement tours. As you can see, there is a lot of variety. They put together a lot of good program tours, a lot of good stops. Being that you're a first timer, this type of program is sort of, in my opinion, a little overwhelming. Whenever you look at this magazine and say, what do you want to sign up for? It is a lot to look at, a lot to take in, and what do you get involved with? My experience over the 24 years in cooperative extension is that sign up for everything, because there's no way that to get involved unless you check that little box on our registration form that we'll go over here in just a little bit. Again, go through, look at all of your tours that are available. There's anything from beef, ag equipment, manufacturing, lumber, potatoes, production, produce, alternative agriculture, bison, family farm sustainability, alternative livestock supported by SARE, ag production, poultry, eggs, ducks, automated livestock systems, dairy beef and camels. That seems like one that talking to some colleagues here in Pennsylvania that that sort of goes together. We don't have very many camels in Pennsylvania, so we thought that might be something different to take a look at. Grapes, wine, organics, and spirits, transforming corn and beans. And then there are a couple half-day tours. I'll go into our registration process. Excuse me, I'll back up here to the beginning of the tour. There are pre-tours that you can get involved with that is also in your magazine. Please take time to look at those as well. I've never participated in a pre-tour conference or pre-tour prior to our conference, but it is highly recommended by the educators that have participated, and it's something to get involved with if you have a few extra days to attend NACAA. As you see on the agenda, it is a very full agenda. You can be busy from daylight till late in the evening. We do highly recommend that you sign up for everything that you think would be possible that you can fit into your schedule. It is not mandatory you attend these sessions, but it does help you get to be involved with the national organization and also your state organization. One thing we want to really stress, being first timer, is the lunchtime luncheons. As you look here on Monday at 11:45 to 1:15, professional improvement and search for excellence luncheons. Ticket required. Whenever you're going through the registration process, we will look at the registration paperwork here in a minute. You want to check the boxes for lunches. A lot of times these luncheons are ticketed out. There are not enough tickets to go around. So please mark that box for your box lunches. Here on Monday as well is what Steve had mentioned about the first timer attendee luncheon. You will attend that and be introduced as a first timer. You'll get a lot of good information at the beginning of the conference. Please do attend that luncheon. Another good area we always like to go to is this 4-H talent review. Even if you're not involved with a 4-H program in your state or your county, this talent review showcases 4-H talent from across Indiana and surrounding states that bring in 4-Hers, and they always put on a good show for NACAA, and we really appreciate them attending that to help NACAA. Poster session breakfast. If you presented a poster, I know the deadlines are passed on many of these opportunities, but this is where you showcase your poster that you've done good work for, and many of you have already doing good work. It's a good place to show off what you are doing in your state and surrounding area. Once again, as we look down through all the agenda, feel free to sign up, for everything. If you look here on Tuesday, there is also Search for Excellence in Young Beginning and Small Farms Ranchers Program, Search for Excellence Livestock Production Awards Program. They will be luncheons as well with a ticket. So you must receive a ticket in your bag, in your welcome bag that Indiana will be providing at the registration process. And then we get to Thursday, the 12th, assembling for the professional improvement tours. As you see, some of the tours are leaving fairly early in the morning. Make sure you do select tours that you feel that you can make the deadline for the bus to leave. We've run into some issues in prior AMPICs where people have missed buses and then they had to just hang around the convention center for the rest of the day. So please sign up for tours and get on the list for the tours. And most of them are first come, first serve. And that's why we have to select more than one tour. Now go to our registration form for the registration process. I hope everybody can see this registration form. This here is for the national meeting. And fill this out in its entirety. I know you are not life member. However, spouse and guests do attend these activities, as well as many youth attend these activities and have a very good time with the NACAA national meeting. Fill out your name and address. You're an active NACAA member. Check your region that you are from in the United States. Special arrangements if needed, from accessibility during the meeting to your dietary needs. Here's where you will put your spouse or your guest name and the children and names and ages if attending the AMPIC. Scroll back to the top of the page. Spouse guest luncheon, spouse and guest only. How many you plan to attend? You would put the number there that you are planning to attend. And please select one activity at the start of the activities if you would want to attend any of these activities here for your spouse. Tuesday, September the 10th, life member and spouses tours. You being first timer, you will not be a life member. However, your spouse or significant other could attend these. Please put this is where I was meaning about the tour number. You have first choice, second choice, and third choice, and the number of tour that you want to attend on the right-hand side. So that means whether it be one person or two persons attending, or so how many ever we want to attend. On Wednesday, September the 10th, Sweet Views, Signs, and Tastes. These are workshops that spouses and life members can sign up for. Make sure that they do get signed up in this area right here. Registration fee information, your participant name, first time attending, 5 years or less. Steve went over that. And employed after September the 1st of 2014. You would put your, how many would be attending here for that price of $200 being a first timer. And your space would be $275 times the number that would be attending. If your sons and daughters are attending, this is where the number here you would put into that, and that would be at $275 as well. And just scroll on down through there, you will see the numbers that have changed, being whether you're a visitor is $450, and on down through the national donor exhibitors, and so be it. If you want to attend a past national board luncheon, if you know somebody that's receiving an award there, you can put your number there. Here's where it goes to the pre-tours. Sustainable Ag, if you are wanting to attend that, or the turf grass pre-tour. Part-time attendance, if you're planning only on attending a certain number of days, this is where you would fill that information in, and attending only the Wednesday night banquet, you would put that number in there as well. Credit card information for your information.
Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir.
You need to share your screen.
Sorry about that. I thought it was. Somehow it's not allowing me to do that right at the moment. I'm sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Are we sharing now, Steve?
Still dark, Greg.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Always technical difficulties, and I really apologize. One moment, I'm trying to get this. Well, I'm really apologize. I cannot get that to share right now for some reason. But in that PowerPoint, I mean, in that registration process, if you do have that in front of you, once again, I apologize. Do check all of the boxes that are appropriate in there. And if you have any questions at all, feel free to contact myself or anybody on the First Timers Committee or the Early Career and Development Committee or Scott Hallbaker at the national office if you have any questions. Once again, I apologize for that. My email address is gls10@psu.edu. Once again, that's gls10@psu.edu. In the chat box, the Danny Lauderdale did put up here the NACA County Agent Magazine. That magazine is available online. Please refer to that if you did not receive a complete hard copy, or contact Scott Hallbaker or myself. Are there any other questions for myself or the committee or Steve on the First Timers Committee? If so, please put them into the chat. Someone did put in here, Gene did reply back, how important is it to attend the first time orientation? It's not mandatory, but it is an educational process where I feel that most first timers should attend. I feel that my first timer experience, I did not get involved in what I needed to get involved with, and I feel that I was left out on a lot of issues.
Greg, this is Gene McAvoy. I was second that. You know, there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot going on, and this will really help you, you know, hit the ground running and take advantage of all that the annual meeting has to offer. I know every time I've gone to one, you know, from the first year I've gone through the 20-something year that I've gone, I always learn something. I always come home with a head full of ideas and a bunch of new friends, and that's, you know, one of the things you'll find that networking is one of the most important things you'll do is you'll, you know, become part of a cohort of agents that will grow together over the years and have people in every state of the union that you could call on if you have an issue or a question or, you know, want to bounce ideas off of somebody. So I think you'll find it very valuable. We look forward to seeing you all, and again, any questions, please contact any one of us.
Thank you, Gene. Somebody typed in here, what are the important dates that we need to be aware of in regard to registering, et cetera? The early bird registration is open now. Look at the registration process. You want to be registered in that early bird time to get that fee reduction, and very important to get that done as soon as possible.
I would also add that the good stuff goes quick. So the sooner you register, the more opportunity you have to get on the tour that you want to attend or the educational session that you want to attend.
Check with your colleagues in your state and see which hotel they're selecting as number one, number two, number three hotel, because then that means that your rooms, you would be more than likely able to get those rooms in a block of rooms close to each other if you select in the order that that everybody else from your state does select. You'll feel like whenever you attend an AMPIC that it's overwhelming, like Gene had said. It's a lot of hustle bustle, a lot of moving from room to room. We're educators. We get along with everybody, it seems like. So I think that you'll find it very worthwhile attending the AMPIC, whether it be, we hope you attend this one in Indiana, but there are AMPICs every year, and we look forward to meeting every one of you, if not all of you, at some point during the AMPIC. Early bird registration ends on July 15th. Thanks, Scott. Starting July 16th, the fee bumps to up $100 added on to your fee. Thanks, Scott, for that information. Do we need to register for individual seminars? I did not see that option when I registered. No, you do not need to register for individual seminars. You do need to register for your luncheons. That is the ones that you want to be sure that you get registered for, because you are provided a lunch during those, a box lunch during that luncheon. Steve, do you have anything to add?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. I see that Danny Lauderdale is online. Danny, do you have anything to add from early career development?
I do. Actually, I was looking through the agenda and just wanted to mention on Monday, September 9th at 3 p.m., when you look at the agenda, it's regional meetings and candidate presentations. So for the first timers that may not know what that is, that's your region. Like for me, I'm in North Carolina, so I'm in the southern region. So all the southern region states have their business meetings. So it's similar to at our state meetings, we have a business session. It's just on the regional level. And you may not think this is for you because you may not know what it is, but it's important to be involved in the business of the association. Of course, at your state level, the regional level, and the national level. So it's important to attend and see what's going on both in your state and in other states.
Thank you, Danny, for that information. And like Gene and Steve and Danny and myself, it's reiterated, it will be overwhelming. You will feel like that. Why? Where do I need to go next? What do I need to do? The registration table is always open during AMPIC. Feel free to stop there, ask questions. I know there'll be people walking around in Indiana with vests on or certain colored shirts, distinguishing them. And if you have questions, feel free to ask. You'll have my email is gls10@psu.edu. You can send an email at any time to ask questions. Like I always tell clients of mine, no question is a dumb question. Feel free to ask. Gene, anything to add?
I think that's about it, Greg. Again, look forward to seeing everybody, and if we can help you in any way, please reach out. We want to see you be successful in extension.
Thanks, Gene. And there is one more comment here in the chat. Scott Hallbaker put in that if you feel free to call him at the NACAA office. Shoot him an email at nacaaemail@aol.com or 217-794-3700. He'll be able to help you walk through that process. Okay? If that's no more questions in the chat, I really appreciate you attending the Early Career Development First Timer Zoom meeting. Once again, sorry for the problem in sharing my screen. We had a power outage here, and I'm assuming that's what happened to my shared document. So again, I thank you for attending, and I hope that everyone will enjoy their time at AMPIC this time or subsequent years, and we hope to see you there. Thank you.